This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Monetary Fund warned on Tuesday worldwide supply chain disruptions are driving price increases and draining momentum out of economy recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. The IMF says the ongoing hit from the pandemic and the failure to distribute vaccines worldwide is worsening the economic divide and darkening prospects for developing nations. And the overall figures mask ongoing struggles for some countries, including the United States, Germany, and Japan, that are feeling the impact of supply bottlenecks, according to its chief economist. Despite a strong return in demand, she told AFP, quote, the supply side has not been able to come back as quickly, hampered in part by the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19, which has made workers reluctant to return to their jobs. But she expects energy prices to begin to retreat by the end of the first quarter of 2022. An environmental nonprofit claimed on Tuesday deforestation of the Brazilian Amazon has surged since Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro took office, and it says that losses amount to a crime against humanity as climate change strengthens. Austria-based All Rise filed a complaint to the International Criminal Court accusing the far-right leader of, quote, facilitating and accelerating Amazon losses with policies that encourage deforestation, land grabbing, and illegal mining. The filing is just the latest in a series of challenges made against Bolsonaro at the ICC since he took power in 2019, though All Rise says it's the first to link Amazon destruction to climate change and expected health impacts as a result of warming. This is VOA News. The United States is considering a full range of tools at its disposal to respond to the worsening crisis in northern Ethiopia, including the use of economic sanctions, State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters on Tuesday. Ethiopia's National Army launched a ground offensive against forces from the northern region of Tigray on Monday, according to the region's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held high-level meetings on Ethiopia on Tuesday, including with officials from the African Union, Sudan, Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union. Washington has repeatedly called for a negotiated end to the conflict in the northern region of Tigray between federal forces and those aligned with the TPLF. Since the conflict erupted in November, thousands have been killed and more than 2 million have fled their homes. Fighting spread in July from Tigray into neighboring regions, displacing hundreds of thousands of people. G20 leaders agreed Tuesday to work together to avoid a humanitarian disaster in Afghanistan as the EU pledged a 1 billion euro aid package and host Italy stressed the need to maintain contacts with the Taliban. As the Islamist group held its first face-to-face talks with a U.S. and EU delegation in Qatar, U.S. President Joe Biden, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and India's Narendra Modi joined a virtual summit on the looming economic and humanitarian crisis sparked by the Taliban's return to power. The European Union opened the talks by pledging 1 billion euros, including money for urgent humanitarian needs and Afghanistan's neighbors who were taking in Afghans fleeing the Taliban. And Somalia's president urged Kenya to, quote, respect the international rule of law after the UN's top court handed Mogadishu control of most of a potentially oil and gas-rich chunk of the Indian Ocean on Tuesday following a bitter row with Nairobi. Kenya got only a small slice of the disputed tract of sea off the East African coast by the International Court of Justice ruling. But with Kenya refusing to recognize what it calls the biased court's authority, all eyes will be on what Nairobi does next in one of the world's most troubled regions. Somalia had dragged Kenya to the court in 2014 after years of efforts to resolve a dispute over the 100,000 square kilometer tract had failed. Judges ruled there was no agreed maritime boundary in force and drew a new border close to the one claimed by Somalia. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.